Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Chagiga, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Oilois, Bemoyed, Bois Menachulin. Now, the Gemara tells us, if you take a look in the Bar Tanur over here, that something is missing over here in the text, in the Nusach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah should read as follows. Oilois of Nidarim and Nidavais. Nidarim and Nidavais basically are private karbanos that people promised to bring. The technical difference between a neder and a nedava is a neder is where he says, I take it upon myself to bring a karban. And with the nedava, he says, he points to an animal and says, this is the karban. But either way, it's a personal responsibility. He decided he's going to donate a karban. Well, oilais nedarim v'nedavais, that's how the text of the Mishnah should read, b'mayet bois, you can bring them chalamayet, but b'yamtev einan bois, you can't bring them on yamtev. There's no chiyav bedavka to bring your neder and nedava on yamtev. There's no tzarech leichel nefesh over here. Remember, this is a carbon oil that's completely consumed on the mizbeach. There's a machloikas about a carbon shlame, but a carbon oil for sure not. You can't eat it on yamtev. However, one type of oil that we do bring, the oilas ria, that's the carbon everyone is obligated to bring on the first day of yamtev, ba afilo b'yamtev, that can be brought even on yamtev. But wait a second, there's a halacha that if you miss the first day, there are days of tashlumin, there are makeup days. So who says you have to bring it on yamtev? And the answer is, the ikar mitzvah is to bring it on yamtev. So mamel, even though if you missed it, there are days to make it up, but l'chatchila, the Torah says bring it on yamtev. And the Mishnah continues, this again according to the Girsas, our Gemara explains it. And when you bring this oilas ria, you should know that bois min ha-chulin. You can only bring it from chulin money. What does this mean, chulin money? Well, there's chulin money, regular money, like chayil means a weekday, and there's meiser sheni money. Meiser sheni is, in a year that there's meiser sheni, you have to separate meiser sheni, either bring the fruit to Yerushalayim or redeem it for money, and bring the money to Yerushalayim. And then there are certain halachais as to what you can buy with the meiser sheni money. Well, you can't buy your oilas ria with meiser sheni money. Meiser sheni money has to come from chulin money, regular money in your pocket. There's a rule called davar shebechayva. Anything we're obligated to do, ein ba ela min achulin. Any carbon that a person is obligated to bring as a kapara on a chet, or is mechuyev to bring it for whatever reason, you can't take meiser money to purchase that carbon. You can't say, well, being that I have a chiyev to bring a carbon anyway, so how convenient. I'll take the money, or I'll take the promise that I made to bring a carbon, and I'll say, well, this is my carbon. No, if you promise to bring a carbon, that's one carbon. Now we have a separate chiyev, that's a separate chiyev. So even though, en chanani, we bring the oilas ria even on the first day of yamtev, but it cannot come from meiser sheni money, and it cannot come from money that was already designated to bring a carbon when you promised the carbon. This has to come from your own pocket. In other words, chulin money. Zok the Mishnah Vayter of the Hashlamim. Now, when we say shlamim over here, we are referring to shalmei simcha. The extra shlamim you're supposed to bring to make sure everyone has enough meat from the carbon shlamim to be happy by their sudais, that can be brought min ha-meiser, even from meiser sheni money. Why? Because with the shalmei simcha, the main emphasis is not on bringing a carbon. There's no real chiyuv to bring the shalmei simcha. The chiyuv is to have basar. So you should be happy. So one of the ways to have basar, or the best way to have basar, is through a shalmei simcha. But because there's no direct chiyuv on having the karban, the main thing is that you have basar regardless from which source you have it, so therefore it could be brought from meiser sheni money. Now, what are the three karbanos you have to bring on Yom Tov? Again, there's the oilas ria on the first day, the shalmei chagig on the first day, and there's the shalmei simcha. You tell me the oilas ria, no question about it. Has to come from your own pocket. Cannot come from meiser sheni money. The shalmei simcha, you tell me, can come from meiser sheni money. What about the shalmei chagiga? L'chayritza davar shebechayva. It should be the same as the oilas ria. It can only come from private money. Well, it seems that there's a gzeiras hakasev, that for the shalmei chagiga, you can put together meiser money and chulin money and purchase the shlamim. How does this work? Let's see the Mishnah weiter. Yamtiv Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of the Yamtiv Pesach. Now really, we don't just mean Pesach. The same is true for all the other Yamim Tovim. There's a Shalmei Chagiga which you have to bring on the first day of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. Why are we saying Pesach? So the Bat Tanura explains, because on Erev Pesach there's another Karban Chagiga besides the Shalmi Chagiga. Maybe you remember. We had a big Chabura. We learned this in Masechtas Pesachim. So there wasn't enough to make everyone full. And the Karban Pesach has to be eaten when you're full. So they brought along with the Karban Pesach a Chagiga. That was an Erev Pesach Chagiga, which sometimes you brought if you had a big Chabura and you had to distribute the Pesach amongst many people. Now that Chagiga, the Chagigas Yod Daled, that could be brought min ha-maiser. That's why we're stressing over here. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day Karban, not the Erev Pesach Karban, the first day Karban, the Shalmi Chagiga you have to bring on the first day of Pesach. But we don't mean Dafka Pesach. The same is true for Sukkah, same is true for Shavuos. So in other words, what we're saying is, the Shalmi Chagiga you have to bring on the first day. What is the halacha with that Shalmi Chagiga? Beishami Yom, the Beishami say min ha-chulim. You have to bring a Dafka from Chulin money, because it's a chayv. Even if you have a lot of basar, you still have to bring the karban. And therefore it's called a chayv, and a chayv can only come from chulin money. Ubesilulaim, the besil say, the shami chagiga, min a meiser, can come from meiser. I can bring it from meiser sheni money. How could this be? But it's a chayv. Didn't you tell me when it's a chayv to bring the karban, it cannot come from meiser sheni money? So the Gemara explains, we're talking about, well, he puts together meiser with the chulin money. So what does this mean? He puts together the Maaser with the Chulin money. The Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Kapitel Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud, and the Torah talks about the Karbanais on Yom Tov, and the Torah says, Kashi Yivarechecha Hashem Alekecha. Chazal Darshan, you can bring the Karban from anything that the Kadosh Baruch Hu benched you with, including Maaser. However, it can't be only from Maaser. The Shalmi Chagiga has to come from a combination of Meiser and Chulin. Now, what does this mean? A combination from Meiser and Chulin. According to the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, it means, let's say someone had money, Chulin money, that was enough to buy a small lamb. You can add Meiser money and buy a big ox. But only the money, that's what you can mix together to buy a larger behemoth, or a different behemoth. Azayhalt Rabbi Yochanan. Cheskia holds, or Cheskia. No, you can't put together money, but what you could do is, you can buy one seh with chulin money, and buy other behemoths with kesef meiser. And Rav Sheshes holds you can do either. So the meiser, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that in regard to the three different karbanos that we have to bring on Yom Tov, the Oilas Riya, the Shalmi Chagiga, and the Shalmi Simcha, there are actually three different halachas. The Oilas Riya can only come from chulin money, like any other karban chayva. Can't take it with money that you already set aside for Meiser Sheni money, or money that was set aside for a mitzvah anyway. Like you promised to bring a carbon already. Shalmei Chagiga comes from a combination of Mois Chulin and Mois Meiser. The Shalmei Simcha, and for that matter the Chagiga that's bought on Erev Pesach, can outright come from Meiser Sheni money. We also learned in our Mishnah, if you remember, at the beginning of the Mishnah, that if you promise to bring a carbon oila on your own, you can bring them a chalamite, but you can't bring them on Yom Tov. The oila sri, on the other hand, is brought on the first day of Yom Tov, even though if you missed it, there are makeup dates, there are tashlumin, but lechatchila you're supposed to bring it on the first day of Yom Tov.